To Rob Dutton, who says, big shout to all the James fans across the world. Can't wait to see you all in May at the gigs. And to Kay as well, who says, let's get James to number one this Easter weekend. We have to buy or download the album tonight to make that happen. Well, we've got the first instalment of our James Sessions now, recorded live last week for Absolute Radio. Tracks from the new album, starting with Nothing But Love.
Nothing but love is the drug of healing. Love be soft, love be bold. Earthquake, avalanche, volcano. Stops the mind from grinding. Nothing but love flushes hearts from hiding. Deeper we dive, nowhere to hide. Earthquake, avalanche and landslide.
There's a hole.
James, part of James, welcome to Absolute Radio. How are you?
Chunks of James.
I know.
We're very chunky.
Yeah.
We're really good.
1982 is when you formed, wasn't it?
Yes.
13 studio albums. It's a huge, 14. Huge... Yeah, 14. It's going to be the 14th,
yeah,
won't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So a huge career. I mean, what's the biggest change you've noticed with this album cycle this time around?
Jim's sexy bass lines and Mark, the quiet keyboardist, has got less quiet. He's got quite stroppy, really, isn't he?
Well, we turned him up on the last record and now he's just ended up insisting that he's loud now. His ego, which he'd kind of lost.
I think you're both wrong on this one. I think there's always been a very strong element that those instruments have provided in our music. It's just that due to your failing memories, you've forgotten.
No, we've created more space for them, haven't we? I mean, Mark's always had to kind of battle with the rest of us.
There's a lot of us making a lot of noise. It's a battle for any of us to be heard, actually, over the cacophony.
As you can tell from this interview.
And then Max Dingle, the producer, was kind of fairly brutally kind of left some of us out to create more space.
So it was a purposeful direction.
Yes, we wanted... James aren't known for having grooves.
Yeah.
And... you know, my dancing has always been seen particularly strange, considering we aren't making any music that anyone else could possibly dance to. And I think that the feeling was to make life a little easier for me, actually, as I get older, because they realised that I was struggling. And so we wanted something, not necessarily dance, but just there's something nice about something that
pulse
body.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, a pulse. Yeah. Really, it's that simple.
Exactly.
We started a lot of them fast as well, didn't we, kind of consciously? I think that's probably about as conscious as we got, really.
Right, okay.
I mean, we don't tend to be very good at kind of consciously steering what we do. Even if we try, it tends to kind of veer off into another direction altogether. Uh-huh. But we kind of, because we play to a drum machine a lot of the time and we're writing, it's like, okay, well, we'll set the tempo high. And yeah. I think that kind of...
instant energy that you're kind of already keeping up with, isn't it?
I see you've got to keep up with the drum machine.
You keep up, everyone.
We're working against our aging heartbeats.
Oh, aren't
basically.
We all? Aren't we all? Paint the picture for me, because it sounds absolutely glorious. A remote 18th century coaching inn is where you set up base.
Yes.
You're smiling like that was a joke.
No.
Is it being romanticised?
It's absolutely true.
Is Jim's coaching in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the joke. Right, okay.
He owns it.
Yeah, okay. You see, the world's worst
busted.
Kept secret this year. Trying to not tell the world that I have this place where they could come round and hassle me. But yeah, it's 1776. It was built.
Beautiful.
Old kind of coaching house in Westeros on the western coast of Scotland in the
beautiful.
Highlands. Absolutely beautiful.
Well spotted, by the way. That was a good... She'd be good at poker. She saw the tell look
she did,
between us.
Yeah, the giveaway tell.
You're the only one who's had that fact.
Oh,
because
really?
You caught that.
Yes,
oh,
just
thank
don't
you.
Tell anyone. Yeah, and it was January last year, and middle of a kind of fairly ferocious Scottish winter, really, minus 10 outside. Beautiful, lots of snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue skies.
It's all right,
sunshine.
It was only minus six inside. It's
exactly, yeah. To leave your jumper on.
Northern Lights.
Yeah,
oh,
Northern
lovely.
Lights when we were there.
Lovely.
But we just worked. We were there for like 2.5-3 weeks and just working from when we got up till when we went to bed. Very
nice.
Focused.
And it sounded quite jam-led from what I read as well. So, I mean, you would just sort of play and everything, and then you'd sit back and take certain elements from the jam to go, I like that, let's develop that. And that was
exactly,
that was your way
exactly
of working.
That's what we've kind of tend to do that throughout the whole of our career, really,
yeah.
One form or other.
Hidden well, what are you concealing? overtaking, SUV approaching. We're on a blanket, there's nowhere to swerve. My mangle's still as still as he is racing. I whisper a prayer to whoever is there. Remind me to breathe at the end of the world. Appreciate scenes and the love I've received. To love who I've been at the end of the world. The departing, the departing. Remind me to breathe at the end of the world. Appreciate scenes and the love I've received. There's always a girl at the end of the world. The departing, the departing. A hairpin bend, a moonlight drive. We'll meet it open eyed. The big whatever.
Such a great band live. Getting to dance on stage with James and a whole load of James fans at the Isle of Wight Festival to Laid last year is something that will stay with me forever. You just heard the title track from the new album then, Girl at the End of the World.